Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Great faith, trust, devotion. There is a lot we can learn from Daniel, especially in relation to his faithfulness to God. Growing up watching VeggieTales and reading lots of children Bible books, I formed the impression that Daniel was a young or middle-aged man when thrown into the lion's den. So I was quite surprised when I found out that he was actually 80 years old. When Daniel was first taken hostage and exiled to Babylon, he was just a teenager of 15 years old. So how is it that he remained faithful to God for this extended period of time, despite being under four pagan kings and living in a foreign heathen land where idolatry and witchcraft was practiced? How is it that his trust in God and blameless character did not waver when such influences continually surrounded him? Before being taken captive, Daniel would have been grounded in the Jewish teachings and laws as a young boy. He knew God's commandments, such as, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." We see him actively living out this by his choice and actions in his life. His uncompromising faithfulness to God meant that although he had to undergo Babylonian training, learning their pagan ways and philosophies, he remained true to his beliefs throughout his captivity, trusting and serving God all the while. The laws and precepts he had been taught as a boy were crucial in preparing him for the many temptations that he would face. By consistently praying and seeking to follow and obey God's commands, Daniel was rewarded by God in finding favour with all the pagan kings he served under in Babylon, as well as being promoted throughout the kingdom. Daniel 1 verse 17 tells us, "To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds." Also, chapter 1 verse 20 says, "In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he was found 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom." God honoured Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego's faithfulness, blessing them with incredible wisdom, knowledge and understanding. It was actually Daniel's faithfulness to God that the administrators and satraps used to find fault with him, as no charges could be laid against his virtuous character. Daniel 6 verse 4 and 6:6-9 says, "The administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent." So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps and advisors and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and therefore enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." So King Darius put the decree in writing. Something I found interesting when doing some research was the time that would have gone into such a scandalous operation. The Bible tells us that King Darius appointed 120 satraps throughout his kingdom, with three administrators above them, Daniel being one. So we know that a lot of people were in on the plan. Getting everyone informed and on the same page would have taken months, because newsflash, they actually had to talk face to face. There were no mobiles, no Skype, no instant messaging. So how did Daniel respond? He knew the punishment of breaking the signed decree. He knew the lions were no pussycats. They were bred for the task, half-starved with anyone entering their den, their prey. Yet Daniel made a conscious decision to have faith and trust God. Daniel 6 verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. From this particular verse, it is important to note that Daniel did just as he had done before. He left his windows open and continued to pray to God in the same way that he had done before the decree was set. He made no attempt to hide what he was doing, for his security was in God alone. Daniel could have just easily not prayed for 30 days, changed his routine. It was only 30 days. He could have also just prayed more discreetly, closing his windows, or pretending to pray to the king in his court. No one would have known that he was praying to God in his heart, right? But no, Daniel was loyal to God and trusted his way in the face of adversity, whether that meant life or death for him. Daniel was faithful to God. I like how Pastor Alan Carr stated the following about Daniel. He chose obedience to God over the opportunities in the world. He chose faithfulness to God over the favour of the king. He chose devotion to God over the decree of the king. He chose bowing before God before bowing before his enemies. He chose a faithful testimony over fleeting treasures. He chose commitment over compromise. He chose faithfulness over freedom. He chose love for God over life. He chose character over comfort. God did not save Daniel from going into the lion's den. Daniel was pushed over the edge before God intervened. By God saving Daniel from the lions, his name was glorified throughout the kingdom. Daniel 6:26-27 states, "I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed, his dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." God may not always answer our prayers in the way we expect. However, like Daniel, we can entrust our lives in God's hands and trust him for the outcome. So what are some of the things that can prevent us from being truly faithful to God? In the recent series, Counterfeit Gods, we learnt that it may be anything that takes the place of God in our lives or obstruct our relationship with God. It might be money, busyness or tight schedules, technology, relationships, or even fear of man or doubt. The devil loves it when other things take the place of God in our lives. He knows that we are most vulnerable when we are not consistently reading the word and praying. And he can use this to his advantage to plant seeds of doubt and fear into our minds. Living a life faithful to God does not mean that we are exempt from the devil's attacks. We are in a spiritual battle. We might not be thrown into a lion's den like Daniel was, but we will face other sorts of hardships. However, like Daniel, we can trust God and his plan for our lives. Daniel lived a disciplined life, not allowing anything to rob him of his time with the Lord. Are we as Christians guarding our prayer and devotion time with God? I would like to encourage us all today to aspire to become more like Daniel. Please take a few moments now to reflect on how we can become more like Daniel and more faithful to God in our lives. Some suggestions will be shown on the screen. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful example that Daniel is to our lives. Help us to always remember the wonderful privilege it is to be your child and to live our lives in a way that is faithful to you. Amen.